let's go to the radio. So we go down Lower Lonsdale. Mikey hooks us up with some food and drink by the seaport, yellow sulfur mountains. We'll do it again when we have forgotten. The seasons change and the leaves are brown now. The river swells, don't drink the water. The winter's past till early October.
Kenton Lowen from The Crackling. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
Yes, this is what we like to call dead air in the radio business. Trying to play another little track here from, yes, Kenton Lowen of The Crackling. This next track is called Geppetto off of his latest. It's called Keep Full Ambitious. That is, providing we can get our technologies to work here. Alrighty. Well, here we go.
Turn right around, soon it will disarm you. It's not so close, yet it's all around you. At first you're clear, and then you start to break up. Just be aware that your clown's got makeup. And as you toast beautiful dark moments, and you expose the undone components. Hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string. Because I came to read your paper, and it was your dog that bit me. She knew that blood, that flavor. It's not easy to forget. Turn right around, and soon it will disarm you. There is very little comfort here. This should not alarm you. Your puppets dancing until they start pulling back on the strings. That's when the cold fingers up the spine, and in response as your thoughts align. You were hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string.
On the show, so turn right. so I succeed. Let me do my thing, let me play my song, let me have no wonder why I belong. We all need some water, 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 we all need some water. Let me say, but let me know, 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 let me say, but what I want to say about your situation today. It's not all about what we need. We all need some water. 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 We all need some water.
Hey, this is Scott.
And Jeremy from Reggie Blackout.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Rock on.
Body. just too young to tell. Is my faith within this place still justified? 'Cause my friends all think the world has gone to hell. Any loss of faith still gets them through the night. Guess sometimes it gets so I consider changing sides. And apathetic eyes in the anthems of the poor and beaten down. There's a sadness sitting somewhere between the lines, and it's falling on deaf ears and blinded eyes. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one. Am I just too old to learn how to see things through a non-suspicious eye? 'Cause this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't wanna give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one get me down. It surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
This boy and girl, coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm jumping, my time's in food.
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Faraby. We're also here in studio with my brother Jeff Faraby, as well as a great North Vancouver band called Big Tall Garden. We have Hamish Thompson and Dwayne Murin, two parts of the three-piece act, who are going to be playing tomorrow night along with a few other greats at the Railway Club. And we're very happy to have them live in studio with us this morning. How's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, a little early.
Yeah, I guess
playing
so.
Some rock and roll, but it's good.
Yeah. Well,
happy
I mean,
to be here.
Hey, that's part of the biz, baby.
Absolutely.
Cool. So, I mean, Big Tall Garden's been around for quite a long time. Since, to my knowledge, since 1989, you guys met at when I was once called Capilano College as music students and formed your own band, Big Tall Garden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been kicking ever since, for the most part.
Yeah, it's actually always been kicking to see, like, always on the stove, sometimes boiling on the front burner, but sometimes it's just simmering on the back burner. But it's always been going. It's
yeah.
been really great. But Dwayne and John, we're just best friends.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's why we're still together making music.
Yeah, for sure. So where is Fredrickson this morning?
Well, he's committed to working this morning, so he wasn't sure if he'd be able to get out of here on time and get to work on time, so
yeah.
We're going to just do it as a two-piece today. Just
cool.
rock it as
cool.
best we can, you know?
Okay. Well, I've got a really bassy voice. If you want to do the bass with my voice, we can do that, too.
That sounds
sure.
good.
Cool. Well, I mean, you guys, you've been around since 1989. You have a few releases under your belt. The first one, way back to 1992, came out on cassette.
Yep.
Now, was that, I haven't seen this before. I never heard it. I have never got a copy of it. I don't know if you still can get a copy of it, but...
I have two at home.
Oh, you do?
I'll get you one.
You got them in the vault?
Yeah.
Cool. So, to my knowledge, there was probably about 2,500 copies of this printed. Is that right? Or 2,000 or something?
Yeah, around 2,000.
There?
Somewhere.
Huh?
Yeah.
And they're all spoken
they're
for,
all...
except for two.
Yeah.
Except for two.
You might have one, Dwayne. I don't know.
I don't think I even have one now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not right then.
Yeah.
Be... One for me and one for you.
Divvy them up, eh?
Cool. So there's the cassette, which I'm guessing mm-hmm. is self-titled from 92.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Full Fathom 5, which came out in 95,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Which is still kicking, which is certainly one of my favorite albums. And
awesome.
And
thanks,
I guess
Mark.
Still, have you guys got any more thoughts or any plans in the future to do some more recording?
Yeah, after a Full Fathom 5, we did an EP called Crow.
Okay.
And that was part of a greater body of recordings, but we only released, was it four songs
four
on that?
Four songs, yeah.
Yeah, but we have a bunch more songs from that session, which was like 10 years ago,
yeah.
that we're going to finish now. We just found the tapes.
Yeah, finally found the tapes.
Yeah, so we're very excited. So we do have some new a new record coming out.
Yeah.
No release date.
No. Nope.
But we're working on stuff for sure.
Nice. Full Fathom 6.
Yeah. Full Fathom 6, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess, like we were saying, Big Tall Garden has been around forever. I mean, you guys never broke up. You've always been together. But I guess there's sort of been an evolution in the story of the band. I guess towards the end of the 90s, you guys kind of mm-hmm. took a little break. Or mm-hmm. you kind of, like you were saying, put it on the back burner. And
mm-hmm.
I guess you, Hamish, kind of started your own little solo project kind of in your garage,
yep.
called The Hermit.
Yeah.
Which I actually, that's what we're listening to right now. We got in the background. This is Flying Out of Solitude. This
awesome.
Is this is your first release as a solo project, and we actually have an LP a vinyl copy of it as well, which is kind of it's a bit of a different version of it, but it
some remixes and stuff on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something I did, and I'm still doing The Hermit, and that's a whole other, like, story, the whole Hermit story, the evolution of, like, just a solo recording. I went into the studio, like, while we were still playing with Big Tall Garden, but I was just more inspired by some electronic kind of style, like more ambient kind of music, and I just wanted to go into the studio and basically lay down some drum grooves and some little bit of melodic content, but it just evolved into like songs and became a record.
Right.
And then from there it's like it'd be fun to play this live, so got some best friends together again, and that evolved into, I got a record deal with Network and released that album on Network, and then one other record called Wonderment.
Right.
Which evolved more into like a bigger band and like collaborations with other singers and stuff. And then from that, we were touring and wanted to capture more of a live sound. We became a band rather than Hamish's solo project. And it just got so far beyond like what the Hermit started off as. We were like, you know, we had like strings and horns by the end. And so that band evolved into a band called Ten Sons, which is with a great front singer named Red, and Dwayne's in that band, and John, and our good friend Rob. And so Ten Sons is its own entity, so we have Ten Sons and the Hermit and Big Tall Garden, and within all of that, Dwayne, myself with John and Rob, the keyboard player, have another band called Dub Truck.
Right.
So, like, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, we're
good thing we're good buddies.
Yeah. Just got to get a house together now, either.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm glad to actually have you in studio to actually tell the story, the evolution of Big Tall Garden, the Hermit, and Ten Sons, because I've tried to tell the story many times, but never really been 100% sure on, you know, the story. So it's good to get it right from the source.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Still evolving.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Well, I have here a bunch of these records. I got Wonderbent. I got the Ten Sons EP and all that stuff. So we might have a little bit later, but. Yep. For now, because we have you in studio set up, we got a whole drum kit here. We got Dwayne with his Fender Deluxe, which he has another one of, which also plays in stereo. Is that right? You got two white Fender Deluxe amps that...
Yeah, it's just nice to be able to use some of those effects with the stereo. It flushes out the sound a bit more, too. Even when I'm not using effects, it's just nice to sort of just double your... amplage, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get down to it. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, live in studio with Big Tall Garden, who are going to be playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club with another band called The Get Down, as well as the
Armadillitons. And the film industry. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, it should be a good show. Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, get to her. What are we going to play first here?
We're going to do a song off our first cassette. This is called Kitty Cat.
Cool.
Yeah.
And a canvas sack to open up a window, maybe just a crack. Meow, 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 meow. I'm a kitty cat. Boom, bop, it up. Boom, bop, it up. Bop, bop, boom, bop, wee, dop. Well, everybody's sleeping on the second floor. I can hear you snoring. I'm fucking my bobby pin in your back door. Meow, 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 meow. I'm a kitty cat. Boom, bop, it up. We dog. Cock a diddle doo, get a pee in the morning. Cock a diddle doo, get a pee in the morning. Cock a diddle doo, get a pee if the thing is gone. Cock a diddle doo, get a pee in the morning. Cock a diddle doo, get a pee in the morning. Cock a diddle doo, get a pee if the thing is gone. It's gone, it's gone. Sitting on the shelf with a price tag, kinda like a tombstone. Hanging from the volume knob in a graveyard of toasters and TVs and junk. I'm a kitty cat. Boom bop it up. Boom bop it up. Dop dop. Boom bop we dop. Everybody's sleeping on the second floor. I can hear you snoring. I put my bobby pin in your back door. Meow, 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 meow. I'm a kitty cat. Bop it up, boom, bop it up, dop, dop, boom, bop, we dop. Well, cock
cock-a-diddle-doo, get up in the morning, cock-a-diddle-doo, get up in the morning, cock-a-diddle-doo, get up, everything is gone. Cock-a-diddle-doo, get up in the morning, cock-a-diddle-doo, get up in the morning, cock-a-diddle-doo, get up, everything is gone. Well, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone.
Awesome. So that was Kitty Cat off of your first release on cassette, which is also self-titled Big Talk Garden, which I'm yet are waiting to still get a copy of. We do have a cassette player here, I can play cassettes over the air, so maybe next week we'll be doing that. Cool. All right, so Dwayne, you play in four different bands, all with three core members, Hamish Thompson and John Fredrickson, but you're also quite a talented artist, which you've been, hands together.
Thank you.
Now, you've been known to do all the posters for Big Tall Garden, as well as, the album artwork and... To my knowledge, or I've heard through the grapevine something about Big Tall Garden Bucks.
Oh, you've heard about this?
Yes, I've heard about that. Am I supposed to be letting the cat out of the bag about this, or is this supposed to be hush-hush still?
No, it's an okay thing. You know, it's just funny, just what's been happening lately with currencies and all that around the world. You know, people just seem to be printing more and more money, everybody's in debt and up to their eyeballs and mortgages, and so what do the federal banks do? You know, they're like, well, let's just print more money. So I thought, oh, geez, I might as well print money too. So I created something out of all the old imagery from like old posters and album art, and just over the years, you know, I've done lots and lots of these kind of little drawings, and I thought, well, why don't I just piece them all together, because I'm fascinated with the way that, you know, money looks. It's so detailed, you take a magnifying glass and you just go down and down and down into it. And I did end up scanning a $20 bill, not to reproduce it, because you actually can't. The scanner wouldn't let me scan a whole thing, so I had to fold it up into like little quarters or whatever and scan little bits of it. Uh-huh. If you zoom in, it's just like, unending detail. Like the printing just goes like, in, even in the lettering, there's lettering kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I thought this would be a fun project. So yeah, we've created these $20 bills, Big Tall Garden dollars, and they've got the same kind of detail. If you do, you know, take a magnifying glass. You can get down and you see, oh, I remember that poster. I can barely see it with the naked eye, but I, you know, see these little tiny suns or yin-yangs or moons or whatever inside, like, the letter 20. And I've been leaving these around places, and, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what to do with it yet, but it's, in a way, it's a work, it's like a little piece of art. So it's currency in some respects because, you know, people often will buy a painting and they hold on to it for a number of years and then they resell it. And, you know, you always hear these auctioneers talking about, like, 1957 so-and-so going for. So I'm looking at it as more of, like, little collector item type thing that maybe one day will actually be worth.
So if somebody picks up a big, tall garden $20 bill, if they come to one of the shows, can they redeem that for anything?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out, is what exactly do you redeem it for? So they're all numbered individually, too, so they all have their own serial number that's different, so we should be able to make sure people aren't counterfeiting them. Awesome.
Yes, they'll be able to get something.
Yeah.
We're not sure what.
Not sure
they're
what.
They're going to get something.
Nice.
Yeah. We just made up some new t-shirts and some. What else did you make?
Coasters.
Coasters, Big Tall Garden coasters, and maybe we've got some tricks.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah. Tricks and treats.
So, are Big Tall Garden? Are all these fine Big Tall Garden products going to be available tomorrow night at the Railway Club?
Yeah. We'll have
awesome.
Stuff.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll be keeping my eyes open for some Big Tall Garden bugs.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right. Well, you guys want to play another tune here
Absolutely.
For us before
sure,
we take another break?
Sure thing. Right.
What do you want to play, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Want to do Battleship?
Sure.
Let's do Battleship.
Ready?
Yeah.
And you could be the next lad to surrender all your freedom and get shackled to a battleship if you don't watch your tongue. When the cook is lazy, you stand in line for hours. You turn into a savage or a bucket full of beans. When your gut is finally stuffed, you slip off into slumber. You wake and spend the morning with your head in the latrine. The filthiest you see. The next night you'll remember to forget about the beans and the pork. The little fella never did nothing to you. Avoid them and you'll feel the fuller still. The captain needs everything to keep his gullet filled and winter. Cause we've got the paper with to chew. At least we've got our fingers, so keep peeling those potatoes. We soak them in the morning and we'll boil them until noon. Fill up on the starch and then set out to do the dishes. Scrub into the night under the soaking of the moon. While guarded by a goon, we'll clip you with this mighty cloud of you. Neck lick a spoon. Someone will their blood into yours just to feel anointed. You'll dream about home at night, but then wake up and be disappointed. You'll be used as a sacrifice to fulfill their ill expectations. You can take my advice and enjoy the whole situation. Elation, yeah, like I've said before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Several men have fallen into the trap with open jaws or balls and then bewitched. Just because the cliff revealed the stormy sea as violent as the night, yet they walked ashore to get upon them ships. They're amongst the bastards and the blokes and the bitches for to come. They'll be waiting for a lift upon the lips. We'll sail them to the edge with windows chaotic. Let the scaly siren tie them up into a spell. By the time they come unraveled, they'll all be long forgotten. They'll be homeward bound, awakened and depleted of the shell. Knocking on the doors of all the home they used to live in. The locks will all be changed and the curtains will be drawn. The battleship that they came from will be anchored in the harbor. Wait and see how many buccaneers will get back on them.
the sea over the solid ground they're on.
All right, that was Battleship from Big Doll Garden, live in studio right here on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. They are going to be playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club with a handful of other wonderful bands. And, yeah, so stay tuned because we got a whole lot more live music coming from Big Tall Garden. We're going to take a quick little break here. We're going to hear a track from a fellow that we interviewed a couple of weeks ago over the phone, Richard LaViolette, who came out from Ontario, is currently touring the West Coast. And I managed to pick up a vinyl copy of his album, which I forgot to bring last week. So we're going to play a track off of that this morning. So anyways, yeah, don't go nowhere because we're coming back with a whole lot more Big Tall Garden right here on Friday Sunrise.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
The world not intact.
questions I wanted to ask. Well, I tried to sing you a song by your brother that I knew, and I forgot all the words, but you helped me find a few. And I've got my heart, you've got your heart too. What if we parted? What if I never knew you? Well, I know we get by on our own. Yeah, you can get good at being alone, but I love that I get what I get when I get it from you. But I love that I get what I get when I get it from you. But I love that I get what I get when I get it from you.
Lighting is cute for an ending, so fit for the scenery.
All right, we're back on a Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. That last track we heard was called I Can Hear Your Face from the Armadillitants. We're going to be playing tomorrow night with a Big Tall Garden at the Railway Club. Speaking of Big Tall Garden, we have them live in studio right now. They're going to rip off another song for us. All right.
To heal. If you ask him, he'll say it's no big deal. He doesn't want to tell her what to think or how to feel. But he wants her to know his love is a broken heart to heal. Ask him, he'll say it's no big deal. He doesn't want to tell her what to think or how to feel. But he wants her to know his love is
All right. That was Aphrodite from Big Tall Garden. Now, is Aphrodite one of these new tracks that's going to be coming out on the new
Well, that's not one of the lost tape tracks. That's a brand new song.
Yeah, that's a freshie.
That's a freshie, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so it is coming out.
Cool. And are we gonna hear that tomorrow night at the old Railway Club?
You will.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes. So how did, you guys have, like we were saying, you guys have been around for a long time. And only until recently you guys decided to kind of get kicking again. What kind of brought upon that? Like you've played one gig. I mean, you've been playing gigs here and there over the years.
Every 5 years, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you played one gig with us back at Pat's Pub like a year or two ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you recently played the Roxy, which somebody was saying that was just kind of a warm up gig for you guys, just to get back into the groove.
Yeah, it was great. It was great just to get out in front of people that we don't know, that it's not necessarily our peeps, our fans, or whatever, just to kind of go and play in front of strangers. And it was a tough crowd, you know. They were there to like take in some heavy metal music, and so we had to get up there and really like rock these kind of chirpy little quirky little kind of tunes. So it was good for us to cut our teeth on.
Nice.
I got a question.
Sure.
What you're talking about heavy metal and stuff like that, your sound is very unlike anything I've really ever heard, and it's sort of, I know, like, you guys started playing in 1989, is that right?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
I know in 1989 I was listening to, like, Def Leppard and Motley Crue. And then as a couple years went by, I was listening to Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and I don't really hear too much of that in your music. What were you guys listening to, or what kind of influences did you guys have?
Oh, good question. Well, you know, growing up, I remember being really inspired by the Police and the late 80s, or in the mid 80s, I guess, early 80s, I suppose it was, when I was in high school, and I just thought the Police were pretty cool, and who else was, I remember seeing those guys in Rush as being like these trios that kind of turned me on, the idea of that three guys could get up and make so much noise. Mm-hmm. But then besides the Police, there was also, like, you know, I like the bombasticness of The Who, or like Led Zeppelin and people like that, the riff rock kind of stuff. I'm also a big Queen fan, so growing up I was always like, I love the layers and the textures of those albums, where it's just like you listen to, like, and also they put so much attention into writing, so there's lots of cool chord progressions and neat melodies and stuff. So that sort of just sort of siphoned into my influences. What about you, Hamish?
Definitely into like the Police was my big band growing up, but I'm also into, like, growing up I was really into like The Smiths and Echo and the Bunny Man. It's sort of more like, I don't know what you call it, like New Wave, not even New Wave, whatever they're called, those kind of bands growing up. But I'm also really into like African style music, like King Sunny a Day and all that kind of really cool percussive kind of music, right? So I think you can hear that a little bit in our music as well. Some sort of weird, quirky rock with some African undertones.
Absolutely.
Ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to. But I'm also, like I was saying before, like really into electronic music and drum and bass and all that kind of stuff as well, and more abstract music as well. But, and I know John's into, like, REM was one of his big sort of bass player bands that he loved growing up, and also, like, huge Zeppelin fan he was, so is. Yeah. So I think put them all together and, like.
Yeah, it's a bizarre mix.
Yeah.
All good stuff, I guess.
It works.
Oh, good. Thank you.
It's really fun to play. It's like, for me as a drummer, playing with Dwayne, he's got always like really interesting takes on like your standard chord and like inversions and like really cool rhythmic structures too. So it's really fun to keep up with him.
I notice your fans enjoy it as well. I've been to a couple shows, and there's always two or three people that just let go, and they go, they're all over the place, and
that's Jeff. It's just one guy, but he seems like two or three.
See the interpretive dancer?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, I've seen him in a few shows too. I was reading a review from a show that you guys played on March 20th, 1998.
Where was it? What?
I found it on the internet, but
wow.
It was actually the guy who reviewed it was trying to describe your music, and he didn't know
you know, how he couldn't explain what what Big Tall Garden was. If you could put yourself in a genre, what do you think you would put yourselves in?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know.
I think it's definitely has a rock foundation, but it's more experimental rock or like alternative, not alternative rock, because that sounds more like, you know, like Van's Warped Tour kind of stuff. But I don't know. What do you think, Dwayne?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It's almost like rock meets world music in some ways. Like, Hamish is holding his fist up right now.
He's gonna cheers. I think so too.
I guess the combination of the rhythms and stuff, and I think, you know, especially that last one, that sort of the newer tunes have a bit of influence of, yeah, you just listen to so many different things from around the world and you try mm-hmm. to fit it together with guitar, bass and drums mm-hmm. and then it sounds rock, but you might be influenced by mm-hmm. Ravi Shankar or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally.
There's definitely some funk in there as well.
Yeah, definitely a little bit of funk for sure.
You know who's doing some really cool stuff is Vampire Weekend. Like, they've got a really cool sort of Afrobeat undertones, but sort of quirky rock too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty inspired by what they're doing these days too. It's pretty wicked stuff.
Nice. Cool. Within that same review from 1998 by Darren Kerr, he also wrote that you, Dwayne, look like a hybrid of Don Knotts as well as Peter Gabriel.
Really? That's bizarre.
How do you feel about that?
I kind of remember the Don Knotts comment, and I was actually kind of flattered.
Yeah?
It's kind of flattered. Yeah.
Calm! Great. Do murder and calm go together? Calm and murder? Murder?
That is so mean, man. Don Knotts is mean.
You don't sound quite like him.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
We were also big into Firehose when we were doing a lot of writing through the full Fathom Five kind of era, and we got a chance to play with those guys at the Town Pump, and that was a pretty big career highlight for us. Mike Watt and Firehose, it was wicked.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun night. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, we got about 20 minutes here, I guess, well, less than 20 minutes before Marie steps in for Synchronicity, spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So we'll see if we can get a few more songs out of you guys.
Sure, man.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So it's Friday Sunrise, live in studio with Big Tall Garden. Which track are we going to hear now?
I want to do, what do you think?
Say it.
Howler?
Yep.
Let's do Howler. There's another brand new tune.
Alrighty.
Answer there. Where?
someone has been looking in the mirror. Where could it be? Watching my reflection disappear. Where could it be? Well, don't lose yourself when you look for me. You can take my body, but you can take my mind. There's one last curtain for me to look behind. If I find the answer, I'll let you know. But if I don't come back, you're gonna have to let me go. Just wanna be free. Just wanna be free. Just wanna let the ocean swallow me. Just wanna be free. Just wanna be free. Well, don't lose yourself when you look on.
Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
What do we call that that track?
That one's called Howler.
Howler.
Yeah, it's named after a guy. That was his. That was his nickname was Howler. Yeah. Anyways, he's a. He's not with us anymore. Guy went for a swim off the coast of Texada, yeah. the diversity festival, and disappeared, man.
Wow.
Yeah, just a couple, like last year, like
last year, yeah. Yeah.
I take it that's a new song then.
Yeah, yeah. A little dedication to our friend Dave Fletcher.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, got another. We got some more time here. Let's let's get her done.
Let's do boy, yeah. Okay.
All right.
One more song.
This is one of my favorite tracks, I have to say. Off of Full Fathom 5, you can pick up a copy of this album tomorrow night at the Railway Club. You guys, when was the last time you had Full Fathom 5 printed?
Oh, I guess
what's
it was
the date on there?
95, I guess.
In 95? This is the same...
We've only got about 10.
10, 12 left.
Oh, wow.
So
time to make some more of them.
Cool. Yeah, I guess so. Or just make some more of the new one.
Yeah,
it's another option.
I'd like to get the cassette down again too.
I think that would be good. Yeah, I have that.
Do you think there's any companies that still produce cassettes?
It's gotta be.
Oh, I'm sure.
You think cassettes are gonna come back like vinyls making a comeback today?
Well, you know, it'd be good to do a bunch. A bunch of 8 tracks would be cool. Like.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. All right.
Let's do it. You gonna sing with me?
That boy in the woodshed is not very old. A long leather belt, what is wicked and cold, will snap at his back so he does what he's told. And he ain't gonna cry anymore. He's got 12-year-old shoes but 5-year-old feet, with nothing to stand on and nothing to eat. Mum gives him liquor to put him to sleep, but he ain't going to cry anymore. In a rotten old Chevy, Dad drives into town to work in the mill that will soon be shut down. And he'll watch dear old Dad drive that car in the ground, but he ain't going to cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore, no. Birthday boy, a dollar bill in a card. And the boys in the school yard with their boots on so hard, but he ain't gonna cry anymore. Mother waits, all the plates are put out. The candles on a birthday cake that he'll never blow out, but he
passed by the old parish hall. He loaded a rifle for the first man he saw. Now his picture is tacked on the post office wall, but he ain't going to cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry
awesome. All right. Well, this has been another episode of Friday Sunrise on CHR 101.9 FM, and we're very happy to say that we had Big Tall Garden live in the studio this morning. Unfortunately, there's still 15 minutes to 9 o'clock, but we're going to have to shut down the band now so we can get this drum kit, which I must say is very, very nicely painted. Dwayne Murin, guitarist, singer, and artiste, painted Hamish's drum set himself.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Are you gonna have any art pieces at the show tomorrow night?
Yeah, there's gonna be a bunch of stuff. There's gonna be some, we got some new coasters. We're gonna have a cool backdrop and stuff that we've printed up. Yeah, it should be a feast for the eyes and ears, hopefully.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I am looking forward to it.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to hearing your band, too, Mark. Yes.
That's right. Mark is playing with us as well.
The Get Down.
Of which, Hamish, you produced our album, which I have to say
thank you for doing that.
And also... yes, you also produced a couple other albums that I have here. One being of which 10 Sons, which is the latest EP. Is 10 Sons? What's the story on that? Is 10 Sons still?
We've got two new songs that they're all tracked. We did it at Mushroom with Howard Redekop, so we're really excited to get those mixed. So we have two new ones on the way. Then we have a bunch of new songs we're writing right now. We're just taking some time to write some great songs that connect with us as people. So yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of 10 Sons, we're going to hear a track from 10 Sons as well as the Hermit's Wonderment from 2005. Before we get out of here,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for coming in, and I guess we will see you tomorrow night.
All right.
Very excited. For the meantime, I should mention, because I forgot to earlier, that we heard a few songs right off the bat, and I didn't mention what we heard. We started today's show off with a couple tracks from Jonas Shandell off of his solo project, Jonas Shandell. We heard Drinking the Water as well as Burial Ground. We also heard Geppetto from The Crackling off of Keep Full Ambitious. That is... The Crackling is actually going to be playing November 13th at the Vogue Theater, opening up for Dan Mangan, as well as we heard a track from What a Sun That Was Water Song. They are going to be playing at the Backstage Lounge this Halloween. There is a $500 prize for best costume, so if you're not doing anything on Halloween, check them out at the Backstage Lounge and win yourself $500. Also heard a track from Reggie Blackout, Peter Brunel, whom we've had in the studio before, as well as a fellow from the Melbourne region of Australia. That was Christian Meezy off of Beautiful World. That was Mama Not Gonna Let It. And as for now, thank you for listening, and this has been another episode of Friday Sunrise, and we will be back next week with another great local band called The Geese, who are also from New Brunswick, but I believe they're living in Vancouver right now, so we're very excited to have them in. They're another great band. So be sure to tune in next week. Yes. Any other any last notes, fellas?
I don't know. Other than just say thank you very much for having us.
And come out tomorrow.
And yeah, tomorrow. Definitely come out tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Are there any other gigs lined up for Big Tall Gardener after tomorrow?
Well, Hamish is working on a festival in North Bend, which I think you are going to be a part of as well.
Yes, that's right. Unfortunately, I guess our whole band will not be able to make it, but we'll be doing a little acoustic thing.
Absolutely.
If that's still permissible.
So that's November 26th and 27th at the Eagles Hall, North Vancouver.
North Vancouver.
It's going to be really fun. Bunch of bands, and it's called the Unison Festival. So we'll be telling you guys more about that as it draws nearer.
Okay, cool. Well, maybe once we get all the details, we can get you on the phone and you can tell us all about it.
Yeah,
cool. All right. Well, I guess until next week, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Broken Pencil presents Canzine West, Canada's largest zine fair and festival of alternative culture, Saturday, October 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova Street in Vancouver. You can preview and purchase over 150 zines from across Canada, watch poetry collide with improv comedy, view art, create art, buy handmade goods, watch indie film shorts, pick through vintage treasures, and more. Be amazed at the creativity, ingenuity, and sheer weirdness.
Since the invention of the printing press, if not before, dissidents and marginalized citizens have published their own opinions in leaflet and pamphlet form.
That's Canzine West, Canada's largest zine fair and festival of alternative culture, Saturday, October 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova Street in Vancouver. For more information, visit CITR.ca. Sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your